7 Chav Aleph, I would like to go through it again and go into greater detail. We did discuss it yesterday. I want to go into greater detail the concept of what happens with tzitzis, and then we'll move on from there with a godin, with the actual garment of the tzitzis. Once you don't want to use him anymore, what's the halacha? We'll be discussing great deal. There's a fantastic, very interesting diuk in Sefkat Mishnah, in Mishnah Bus Sefkat Miches, which I don't know if everybody's aware of. And we'll then carry on about the halachas in Sif Gimel, discussing if you can take the tzitzis into a bathroom. I mean, it's something which we do without thinking, but really that should be addressed as well. That's Sif Gimel. We'll then be talking about Shechiyonu in Simon Chav Beis, and as to whether when and is it right to say Shechiyonu, what stage. That will be leading to a discussion of generally when to make Shechiyonu with garments. And then hopefully we'll be able to touch on Simon Chav Gimel. I hope we'll get there tonight, maybe not. With regards to tzitzis in the Beis HaKvoros, we all know about the concept of Loig Derosh. If you go to a cemetery, if you go to Beis Olam, you don't have the tzitzis out. And we'll be discussing that Imir Tzashem in Simon Chav Gimel when we get there. But let us again recap a little bit Simon Chav Aleph, because of the importance of the of these halachas. I'd like to see it inside again. Chotei tzitzis, strings of tzitzis, she nifseku, which are torn. Yochol ezokon le'ashpo, you can actually put it in the dustbin. You can put tzitzis in a dustbin once they are torn off. Why is that? Because it's not a kedusha item. We learned yesterday that kedusha item is like Hashem's name or emeset. If it's genuine Torah, then the halach is that it actually requires geniza. Requires to go in shemes. That's if it's got kedusha megufa. If it's genuinely heilig, if it's genuinely holy, then it requires gneza, it requires to be put in shemes. However, tzitzis are not in that category. Tzitzis are in category of mitzvah items, mitzvah objects, which are not as holy as text. There the halach is that you can actually, once you've finished using them, you can actually putting them in the dustbin. We'll see that's not the minhag, but that's really the main halach is that mitzvah objects, once you're finished using them, once they're not required anymore as a mitzvah item, then you can actually put them in the dustbin. Aval kolzman, however, as long as shem kvuim betales, as long as they're attached to a talis, also lishtamish bohem, you wouldn't be allowed to use them, go in likshel, such as tying bohem shum dovach yoytze bazem, bishom bezeh mitzvah. So although it is true that mitzvah objects are really, when you're finished using them, you can put them in the dustbin. However, as long as they are still being used as a mitzvah, as long as they are still being used as a mitzvah, you can't just put them in a dustbin. You can't even use them for any other purpose. There's a concept of bizui mitzvah. You're degrading the mitzvah by using it for any other purpose. Therefore, whilst it's still being used as a mitzvah, you can't tie anything with it and use it for another purpose. You're degrading the mitzvah. It's not right. So as long as it's being used as a mitzvah item, you have to use it, treat it respectfully. Some say that even after it's torn, says the Rama, don't do a bizoyin with it. Disrespectful place. So v'yesh medaktik im and some medaktik legoins on to put in shemes. V'amachmer, somebody who is stringent. V'medaktik im and careful with the mitzvah. Tovah lo boche, boche shekamalhin. Mishnah Berurah Tzev Kotan Aleph says the following. Chutei tzitzis, strings of tzitzis, v'uadin. Similarly, l'chol tashmishe mitzvah, any mitzvah object, k'goin sukkah, like a sukkah, v'lulah v'shoifah, v'chol chayi gavna, v'achar shenis batlu, v'enum omdimot l'mitzvosol. After you have finished using your lulav, after you've finished using your sukkah, after you've finished using any mitzvah object, the halacha really is, you can put it in the dustbin. Yes, you can put your lulav in the dustbin. Yes, you could. That's really the halacha. Because, again, it's not a kedusha item, which is text, Hashem's name, etc. It's a mitzvah object. Mitzvah object, you differentiate. Are you using it now, or are you not using it now? If it's still being used, you can't use it for anything else. Because it's a mitzvah object. Whilst it's being used as a mitzvah object, you must be careful with it. But yes, afterwards, once you're finished using it, you can put it in a dustbin. Yochel is a kone ashba. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens. That's the Shulchan Aruch Paskin since Hivkot and Aleph. Now, the Mishnah Bura says in Sifkot and Ches, a very important and relevant halacha, Sifkot and Zayim. He says the following. Actually, let's start from Sifkot and Vav. Ein linuk bohen, v'chein, you mustn't treat them disrespectfully. That is going back to the words of the, going back to the Abad of the Ramah. He says, v'chein b'schach ha-sukah, similar with the schach of the sukah, v'lulav, the lulav and the shofar, le'achar she nisbat lum mitzvason, once you're finished using it for the mitzvah, ein lezorik on ash, but the minig is not to put in dasman, v'chol chai gavna, tova she'inu kovet le'mitzvah she'ovra. So though one can really, but the minig is not to put it directly in the dustbin. Again, it's true that afterwards, after you're finished using it, the halacha really Shulchan Aruch paskens, you could put it in the dustbin, but the minig is not to do so, and we don't put it directly in the dustbin. Even a lulav and a shofar and a schach, a shofar, whatever it may be, a mitzvah object, the minig is, although halacha the Shulchan Aruch paskens, you can, we don't generally do that. What do we do with it? So the Mishnah Berurah says, interesting in Sifkot and Zayin, we don't put it directly in the dustbin. But if you put it in a place that from there it ends up inevitably going into the dustbin, that's permitted. What would be the equivalent of that nowadays? You're not allowed, the meaning is not to put it directly in the dustbin, but any mitzvah object, past when you're finished using it, lulav after sukkahs, shofar if you don't need it anymore, whatever, you know, don't need next year anymore, schach, whatever it may be, menorah from the wicks, any of that, after you're finished using it, although really the Shulchan Aruch Paskens, you can't put it in the dustbin, the meaning is not to put it directly in the dustbin, but Mishnah Berurah says, what you could do, you could put it in a place that you're not directly putting in the dustbin, but it ends up in a dustbin. What would that be nowadays, the equivalent? Right. So many poskim say that if you put it, the point being is you're not allowed to do a minig bizoyin, not allowed to do something disrespectful with it. So what it could really do, the poskim argue, that you could probably double wrap it and put it on top of the dustbin. Again, Mishnah Berurah says, don't put it directly in the dustbin, but if it ends up going into the dustbin, there's no issa. Yeah?
Some people say they burn it on Pesach.
Very good. So you're correct, right? That leads us to the next Mishnah Berurah, which is Sifkot and Ches. He does say that there is, it's a very nice thing to do, to do that, to burn it in a mitzvah way, to recycle it, as it were, for a next mitzvah. Either burning a Lag BaOmer or Erev Pesach by baking on matzah, which is very common. And that is based on the concept that if you do something with a mitzvah object, should be recycled for another mitzvah. Burning on Sefas Chometz or baking matzahs, that's all mitzvahs, and we like to recycle mitzvah items for another mitzvah. Yeah. Right. Good question. It's not mamash the dustbin. So I actually contacted over the last couple of weeks a number of Dayonim, and I asked them this very question. Is there any room to argue that nowadays, if you put it in the green, you're talking specifically about the schach, lulav and esek, you put in the green, what do generally people do? I mean, let's start from there. What do generally people do? What's generally the schach? Think about the lulav, think about the esek. Yeah. Schach you keep for you too. If you've got, burning in Sefer Chometz. Preserve. Try to preserve. Okay. Yeah. So, I think that it may be clear to just look at Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Ches. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Ches says that Legoinzon, so there is the Chumrah to be Goin as the Tzitzis. He says, Kosam Maril, the Maril writes, Ya'aniach ha-tzitzis b'toich ha-sefer le-simen. If you've got strings of tzitzis which are torn, put it in a sefer as a bookmark. Or ilasis b'en shom mitzvah, or to use it for any other mitzvah. And that's based on the content that you just mentioned very correctly. Hoil v'is avid b'hu mitzvah chada. Since you've used it for one mitzvah, is avid b'hu ala achita, use it for another mitzvah again. Try to recycle it for another mitzvah. So we're learning now that although really there is a heter, but don't make the minik is not to make a minik bizarre and don't treat mitzvah object disrespectfully, and so the alternatives are the best way you could do it is to recycle it for another mitzvah. That's ideally, as Maril said, trying to use it for another mitzvah. That could be burning of chametz, baking of matzahs, or anything of the like, to use it another mitzvah, or the equivalent with regards to tzitzis, to use it as a bookmark. That is ideally. Alternatively, what you could do is to put in a non-disrespectful way, something which is not disrespectful, to get rid of it in that way, that is fine as well. And he says one of the examples that he brings, that the Mishnah Berurah brings in that sefkot that we just saw, that if you put it on top of the dust, if you put it in a place that eventually it's going to lead up into the dustbin, that's not your problem, that's in order. That's not called disrespectful. Yeah. Right. Right. So the poskim agree that that's okay. All the contemporary poskim write that you can actually double wrap it and put it in the dustbin, that's in order. They mentioned that it shouldn't be see-through, interestingly. It should be a black or non-see-through bags, double-wrapped and put in the dustbin. The concept behind it being that it's not disrespectful because you have separated it. Yes, of course, inevitably, it's going to be burned together, it's going to be buried together, inevitably. But there is some sort of separation, and it's again based on that concept that you're actually making a separation. Eventually, it's going to lead up being together, but that's not your problem. That's not... Yeah, that's right. So it's gradually leading into that and not biodaim, and therefore it's in order. So the poskim lemaaseh agree that is in order. That's fine. Right. There is over here in the Mishnah Berurah Sefkot Ches a very interesting diuk. Now we have all seen many people, and it's very common when you go to shul, it's just so common that you open up a chumash, you open up a siddur, and there's strings of tzitzis in there. And that's based on that Mishnah Berurah Sefkot Ches. I want to argue that the Mishnah Berurah over here doesn't like it. I want to argue, and it's not my diuk, I heard it from someone, but I think it's very true. The argument being that that's not what the Mishnah Berurah means. To put, if you've got, to have tzitzis strings in a chumash, in a siddur, that's not what the Mishnah Berurah means. Let's have a look at the Mishnah Berurah Sefkot and Ches again. Le goinzon, kos of maril, the aniach tzitzis, you should put a tzitzis, betoich ha-sefer, into the sefer, le simen, as a bookmark, or lasses by Mishum mitzvah, alternatively, you can do any other mitzvah with it. The hoil v'isabit b'u mitzvah chada, since you've used it for one mitzvah, y'isabit b'u achit, you should use it for another mitzvah. So what do I mean? Do you think that the Mishnah Berurah says of here, you can use, you could, if you've got strings of tzitzis, you should just put it in a shul, sefer, or even at home, in any sefer they've got at home? Does that what the Mishnah Berurah means? Pardon? Very good. So I think that the point that you're mentioning is very crucial. That the Mishnah Berurah says of it the words lesimen as a bookmark. It does not mean that if you've got torn tzitzis, just put it randomly into any sefer. That's not the idea. That's not the idea. The whole idea, as the Mishnah Berurah says, since you've used it for one mitzvah, use it for another mitzvah. Now remember the tzitzis in previous day, the sforim in previous day, you know, it was, bookmarks was, I don't know how common bookmarks were. But then to use tzitzis, I'm not sure it's talking to tzitzis. It could even be somebody claimed that it's actually talking about the bagger of the tzitzis. Because svarim were very, very thick. We're talking about these heavy, big, thick antique svarim. And a bagger of tzitzis could be used as a bookmark. The actual bagger could be that. Or even if it's just the strings. Either way, it's something you're using as a bookmark. Not randomly to put in a chumash. Not randomly to put in a sefer. That's not the idea. It's being used as a bookmark. Since you have used it for one mitzvah, use it now for another mitzvah, serving as a bookmark. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah means. I think that's an important point. What do you think about this? Do you agree? The havmin otherwise is that if you go into any chumash you open up, you'll see strings of tzitzis. Yeah, because you don't want to put it in the dustbin. Ah, I see. Okay. I think it's quite common. So, right. So, putting in... Yeah, you see, you open up. It's quite. Just to point that out and to re-emphasize that the Ramah does say that the medaktik b'mitzvah, somebody's careful with the mitzvahs, somebody's machmir should try to do the best ideal option, which is putting it into Shemus, putting it into Gnis. That's the best possible way. Pardon?
Yeah,
they don't like it. They don't like it. It's true. There is an absolute, it's a very serious problem that the Batidinim have to deal with, is the huge abundance, the huge overflow that they are drowning in Shemes. I mean, just the amount of flyers that require Shemes, the newspaper, the parts that require Shemes. This is just totally overwhelming, and it grows by the, it just grows, if you think about 50 years ago, there wasn't all these weekly cheap flyers, and Shabbos readings and the Shabbos flyers and the Shabbos Divrei Torah. These that didn't exist. It's just because of the cheap printing, and it's so cheap to print, and it's huge. It's just overflowing. They're drowning in Shemes. They're absolutely drowning in Shemes. Nevertheless, I don't know if it's our obligation to. I mean, the Gemara says ideally that's what we should do. So probably that's is the best to do. Yeah. That's a good question. We'll get to that in Mitzvah Shem when we speak about the. It's a good question. It's a very good question. Well asked. Well put. Seif Beis is referring to the actual baguette of tzitzis. Talisois shel mitzvah shebolu. If you've got talis, the actual baguette of tzitzis, shebolu, which is worn out. Odom boidel atzmoy mehem. A person is allowed to separate himself from that. V'einu mutter lekanech atzmoy behem. He's not allowed to. Wash himself with it, or to wipe himself with it. He's not allowed to use it for any disrespectful purpose. You're allowed to throw it, him, call him, and it's going to disintegrate. So the baguette has got, it's really to, in other words, to rephrase the words of Shulchan Aruch, the baguette itself is really a garment. The baguette itself is really a garment, and you don't really need to see to. You don't really need to see to it. There's not much level in kedusha in it. However, you should not. You should ensure that that it should not be treated disrespectfully. After all, that is Shulchan Aruch Paskens. It should still be not treated disrespectfully. That leads us to Sif Gimel, which is whilst the tzitzis are still attached, Shulchan Aruch is muta likones betzitz lebeis akisei. We don't think about it twice, but Shulchan Aruch teaches us over here that it's permitted to go with tzitzis into a beis akisei, into a toilet. The Rama adds to that the kolchkin lishkav mehan, and he's certainly permitted to sleep with it. The show is permitted. The Eish Shekosv and others write shenuagu shlo lishkav betalis sheish betzitzis. Some of the menig not to sleep with talis which has a tzitzis. The Rama says there are people who don't sleep with the tzitzis. Gam shlalitno lechovis en Yehudi. An additional minig is not to give it to a non-Jewish dry cleaner lechabes to wash the tzitzis. V'hakoil, and all this is shloi mitzvahs bzuyas alav, is that it should not be disrespectful. We should not be disrespectful to the tzitzis. Therefore, don't sleep with it. We're going to get into greater detail. And don't give it to a goyish dry cleaner. Don't give your tzitzis, you tell us to go dry cleaners. Ach, the Rama finishes off saying, but however, noyagin lehokel, the minig is lishkaf bohem, to sleep with it. That's what the Rama finishes off with. Quite a few question marks there. Set, let us see what the Mishneh Berurah says. First point about Beis HaKisei going to the toilet. What does the Mishneh Berurah say about that? Sif Kotten Yudalet. V'davka betalet kanfas ha-kotten shalev shekol ha-yom. This is obviously only referring to the tzitzis, the garment, the talis cotton that we wear. However, avol elu talis shel mitzvah, but what we call nowadays a talis, shemiyachtim, which is designated, rakleis palel bohen, that we daven with them, nochon it is proper, shekones bohen lebeis ha-kisei, ein nochon, it is not proper, it is wrong, shekones bohen lebeis ha-kisei, it is wrong to enter beis ha-kisei, a toilet with it. Ach, lahashtim bohen muta, but for ktanim, for lahashtim, to urinate, that it would be permitted if it's outside the beis ha-kisei. Kama holchem continues the Mishneh Berurah. Also the ones who walk b'yom ha-kippur, the ones who go kama holchem b'yom ha-kippurim lefonos u'meluboshim b'kittel. With regards to the kittel, what's the meaning with regards to kittel, Rabbi Isai? What's the meaning with regards to kittel? Are you allowed to go into the toilet, bathroom? Begging for tefillah. Says the Mishneh Berurah, gam ha'olchim le'beyam kippurim, on Yom Kippur you're walking with your kittel, and others who have the same meaning on Rosh Hashanah, meluboshim b'kittel, tzorich. You must remove it. Hakittel, kevin shebegitz imyuchad like lespal, because it's a clothing which is designated for tefillah. We only wear the kittel when we daven. Therefore, it's designated for tefillah. Therefore, you may not go with it to Beis HaKisei. You're not allowed to go to the toilet. And Mishnah Berurah adds, Shloi Lishkav, Uvekisvi Arikosuv, Apisoichi, Shlishkav, but Ale Betales Kotten. The Mishnah Berurah, we mentioned Sif Kotten, this Wolf, there is a meaning of the Ari, the Heilige Ari HaKadosh, says one should sleep with the Talas Kotten. The Mishnah Berurah brings in the name of the Ari, it doesn't mean Cholkim, but there are many people have a meaning not to sleep with Talas Kotten. The reason for that would be, amongst other reasons, because it would be a bizoin, that's the machmir who hold that it's a bizoin. And finally, with regards to dry cleaners, the dry cleaner Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Nuzayin says that Noyagin lehokel b'lishkavahem. The minhag is the Ramah says the minhag is to sleep with it. The Mishnah Berurah says it's not only that we're not concerned about not sleeping and it's not considered a bizui, but similarly also lishkavahem v'chein liten lekoyveis. Also bring into dry cleaners and Yehudi, there is a minhag to be makel. The ones who are makel about sleeping may also be makel about bringing it to dry cleaners. So just to recap what we've covered tonight, Be'ezer Hashem, we went over the halachas in Siman Chof Aleph, Sif Aleph, about the two levels. It's Kedusha, which requires Knesset, with regards to mitzvah, we said, is a big distinction. Mitzvah object, it makes a difference as to whether you're actually still using it or it's past it. If once you're using it, you're not using it for anything else. So your lulav, your esrik, your schach, your sukkah, you may not use it for any other purpose whilst you're still using it. By the way, what about the sukkah? The sukkah, the tfanis, the sukkah walls. On sukkahs, you're not using it for anything else. Okay. But in between sukkahs, are you allowed to use the mitzvah? Are you allowed to use the sukkah walls for, say, this kind of thing? No. Yeah. Yeah, in between sukkahs? Yeah. Yeah, if you... Yeah, you'd be... You say on Chol HaMoed, it's still up. Sukkah is up. There are many poskim who are machmir that it's still considered a designated item for mitzvah. Many machmir hold that even between, in the interim, between sukkahs, since it's designated for mitzvah, it's considered a mitzvah object. You may not use it for any other purpose. Many poskim are machmir. So this is whilst the mitzvah object is still considered a mitzvah object, you may not use it for any other purpose. Similarly, with regards to tzitzis, don't tie it, says the Ramah, to anything. Don't use it for any other purpose. Afterwards, la locha, really, you could get rid of it, because it's not a mitzvah object anymore, it's fine. However, the minhag is, says the Ramah, not to get rid of it in a disrespectful way. So we said that ideally, put it in Shemus, that's ideally. Otherwise, put it, use it for any other mitzvah, or get rid of it in an indirect way, such as putting it indirectly in the dustbin, etc. We then carried on speaking about going to Beis HaKisei. The halacha is, you're allowed to go into Beis HaKisei, you're also allowed to sleep with it. The amachmi with regards to sleeping, and the Ramo also adds with regards to giving it to a drag clean, a goyish drag clean, it's all considered a bit of a bizoin. Nevertheless, the minhag is to be mekel. The minhag is to be mekel. And we also spoke about the kittel. The kittel is also, it's considered a talishal, it's called a beged shel tefillah, therefore you may not take into Beis HaKisei.